And his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. So first and foremost, we see his head and his hair are white like wool, as white as snow. Now, there's a lot of things that this can actually be applied to. Number one, obviously, is his holiness, right? When Jesus Christ saves us and he cleanses us with his blood, we're made white as snow. Our sins are covered, our transgressions are forgotten, they're cast into the deepest part of the ocean, separated as far as east is from west, and it stems from the ultimate source of holiness, the ultimate source of righteousness, which is Jesus Christ. And that's typically what white represents in the Bible, right? Cleanliness, purity, holiness. But I believe this also speaks to his eternal sonship, okay? Now, why is that? Well, he's gray-headed. Right? That's what it's referring to. And gray-headedness is associated with being older in the Bible, being older, or as the Bible puts it, being ancient. Right? Well, go to Daniel chapter number 7, if you would. Daniel chapter number 7. So his hair and his head are white like wool, as white as snow. Now you have this really wicked organization. It's wicked. Yeah. It's called Israel United in Christ. You know, what's the other name that they have for them? The Black Hebrew Israelites. And they're like, Jesus is black. Don't y'all know that Jesus is black? They're just like, why do you say that? Well, the Bible says that he had hair. His hair was white as wool. That's nappy hair. It's like, what are you? Folks, wool, where does wool come from? And who is he? He's the Lamb of God who should take away the sins of the world. So it's not, you know, this is just proof of his ethnicity right here. He's in his glorified state. And look, I don't believe there's going to be, obviously there's different nations and tongues in heaven, but I don't believe I'm going to be brown in heaven. I don't think those things matter anymore when we're in heaven. Obviously, we're of different nations and tongues, and there's going to be different peoples in heaven. But here's the thing. You think Jesus Christ looks like now the way he looked like when he was here? According to this description, you know, he would get a lot of attention when he was here on this earth if he looked like that. But to say that he was black because he had his hair was like wool, give me a break. And then we'll see it later on. They'll say, well, yeah, look at the description of his feet. You know, they're like, it's like, though it burned in the furnace, so just his feet were black? Because that's what it says. So, you know, Jesus Christ was half something, half black, because, or not even half, right? Because, what is that, like 10% of his body was black? Come on, that's ridiculous. But this is what happens when you put the Bible into the hands of unsaved people, and more specifically, wicked unsaved people like the Black Hebrew Israelites. It's all about race for them, right? They want to make Jesus Christ black. There's other people that want to make him Hispanic. There's other people that want to make him Asian. Folks, who cares? Not only that, but he was from Israel. He looked like a Middle Eastern guy, probably. I mean, is that crazy or what? No, he's black. Jesus was black. And they literally have images of Jesus. How many have seen the black Jesus? It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. It represents, it's a representation of something else. The wool, because he's the Lamb of God who should take away the sins of the world. Wool that is white as snow represents holiness and purity and righteousness. But it also speaks to his eternal sonship. Look at Daniel chapter 7, verse 21. It says, I beheld in the same horn, made war with the saints to prevail against them until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. So gray hair or white hair is often represented or described for is a description for people who are old, or as the Bible would put it, ancient. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the Ancient of Days. What does that mean? Well, he is from old, from everlasting, right? He has no beginning, no end, but he is of eternity past. He's always existed as the Son of God, by the way. The Bible says in Job 12:12, with the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days, understanding. So it not only represents his purity, his holiness, his righteousness, it represents him as being the Lamb of God because of the wool. It represents him as being the Ancient of Days because he is from everlasting, but it also represents wisdom because people with gray hair, according to the Bible, are supposed to be those who have wisdom, right? They've been around the block, they've gained experience, they have prudence, they have wisdom, and the Bible tells us that the ancient has wisdom. Well, who is the source of all wisdom? Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church, and guess what? He is the source of all prudence and wisdom and knowledge.